Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and a very famous tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding the characteristics of the God-wary, the muttaqin. And this tradition is a part of a very long and lengthy tradition of the Prophet Muhammad and his advice that he gave to his famous companion, Abu Zar. As you know, taqwa or God-wariness or piety, it's been translated in different ways, is one of the very fundamental or the most fundamental of Islamic virtues. And it is the source of the nobility of a human being. As you know, the Holy Quran says that there is no nobility of one human being over another except by taqwa and God-wariness. In this tradition, the Prophet says the following to Abu Zar. The Prophet says, a man will not be amongst the God-wary until he takes account of himself. Right, so one of the characteristics of the God-wary, which is necessary for somebody to be muttaqi and God-wary, is for him to take account of himself. Meaning to take account of his actions. He should sit there and see what he's done every day, every month, every year, constantly take account of his actions. This is another one of those very fundamental and, you know, essential virtues in Islam, right? And here we practically see its relation to taqwa and God-wariness. And that is that what we call in Arabic, muhasibah, or taking account of oneself, one's actions. How should he take account of himself? The Prophet says, he should take, until he takes account of himself, more than a partner, a business partner, would take account of his business partner. Right? If there's two people who are partners in a business, they take account of themselves, right? They're constantly vigilant over themselves, and they look at how, each person looks at how his business partner is spending the money that they are, you know, using in their business, such that he knows where his food comes from, right? Person is taking account of himself. I should look at where his food is coming from. Is it coming from lawful means or unlawful means? Where his drink comes from, and where his clothes come from, right? Do they come from lawful or the prohibited? Are they coming from the lawful means or prohibited means? Right. This is an example of taking account of oneself. Right. But it's not limited to this. A man should take account of himself with respect to everything he does, what he says, what he does, what he eats, what he wears. All of these things should be taken account of. And then if somebody sees that he's actually taking these things from unlawful means, he should rectify himself. He should stop doing that, right, in order to gain piety. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the characteristics of the pious in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم
آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد